Welcome to another podcast from Best Self Magazine, the leading voice for holistic health and conscious living. I'm Krista Noel, editor-in-chief, and this is the place to ignite your mind, body, and spirit with empowering articles read by the authors themselves. I'm so glad you've joined us to take a step towards your best self, to perhaps stretch your thinking further and reach a little higher. Something tells me you're here for a reason, and I'm so grateful for that. So let's get to it.
Redefining darkness. I live in the lush, dense, dark, temperate rainforest of western North Carolina. In the spring and summer, when the mountains explode with the green of trees, ferns, herbs, fungi, and flowers, my husband and I enjoy exploring the deep, off-trail woods. There is no known direction as we walk, no set human-created path to follow. We let our intuitions guide us, or we find a meandering creek to lead the way. The forest is wildly dynamic, pregnant with life, and we walk barefoot among leaves, pine needles, rocks, earth, and wet marsh. We move slowly and with care, guided by curiosity, wonder, and body awareness. The terrain is a balance of nocturnal shade, contrasted with patches of golden sunlight, bursting with photosynthesis. The forest expresses nature's stillness and complexity, harmony and chaos in perfect balance. Linear time dissolves as we then rest for what seems like hours under the sheltering shade of the trees. Walking off trail through a dense forest is the metaphor I will use for our journey into endarkenment. There is no existing human-made trail for understanding darkness. A brightly lit path with signs pointing out the direction will never allow us to sense and feel our way into the mystery itself. Additionally, everyone's journey will be different and unique. The forest wilderness is a metaphor for both the spiritual journey and our collective journey through today's global uncertainty. We can no longer rely on our existing orientation to guide us. The challenges we face call for the development of new relational forms of knowing and navigation. The forms we seek, however, already exist within each of us. Like a thicketed forest, the terrain of darkness can only be traversed by sensing, feeling, inquiring, and listening with our whole bodies, being both curious and humble at the same time. A dissertation that sheds light on darkness would merely offer a path into the light or the known. The creative challenge for me as a Dharma teacher and writer is to invite you into an embodied exploration. For those of you who are wondering, what is endarkenment? What exactly do you mean by darkness? I will soon offer definitions and propose fresh ways of perceiving darkness. By doing so, I will encourage the spirit of possibility rather than conclusion. The architecture of this book will invite you to question your existing associations with darkness, both physical and metaphorical. We will explore some of the emotional, psychological, spiritual, and ecological repercussions of rejecting darkness. We will then invoke the spiritual teachings revealed by divine darkness, ultimately embracing an expansively larger perspective where dark and light exist in partnership within ourselves and our world. Finally, I will explore the inspiring invitation that endarkenment offers as we face unprecedented global change. I encourage you to let each chapter open your perception to different and fresh dimensions of what darkness is. The first step to understanding enlightenment is to become curious about darkness beyond your familiar associations. Be open to what you don't know that you don't know about darkness and light, about yourself, about the mystery itself. We can learn to meet the unknown and the experience of not knowing with an open and humble heart, much more full of wonder and willingness than fear. Enlightenment celebrates five aspects of embodied meditation and spirituality. 1. Our awakening through embodiment and earth connection. Only by bringing our awareness down into our bodies and affirming our connection with the earth, away from the realm of concepts and ideas, do we remember who we really are. 2. The restoration of our ability to see clearly with the heart, by surrendering to receptivity and by taking responsibility for the lens through which we are perceiving. I am not referring solely to the organ of the heart, though it's an extraordinary organ of relational intelligence. I am speaking of the heart of our beings, the sacred integration of body, heart, mind, accessed through meditation. 3. The reclamation of our true nature or original consciousness by releasing hierarchical perception. All hierarchical thinking is a distortion in consciousness. As I will explore in this book, there is no exception. Hierarchy was invented by humankind, and it has been passed down through the generations. 4. The deepening of our relationship with ourselves and others, and our intercommunicative relationship with nature, the visible and invisible matrix of life. Enlightenment invites us into multinatural awareness, intervening through pathways for communication and collaboration with life. These pathways already exist within our bodies. While earth-based and animistic traditions have celebrated multinatural awareness throughout history, contemporary society is limited by a human-centered and technology-centered paradigm. 5. The willingness to meet all life, including shadows, with fierce compassion. Embodied meditation embraces all aspects of our humanity, rather than trying to transcend dark to get to the light. Experiential practice, meeting darkness. Please prepare to pause and close your eyes for a few minutes. Set the intention with eyes closed, to take in a few deep, conscious breaths. Feel the air as it enters your body, fills your body, and leaves your body. Be aware of your body's connection to gravity, and sense the earth beneath you. Once you have settled into darkened stillness, notice with curiosity what is moving through your internal landscape. Go slowly, noticing your body, mind, and feelings. When you're ready, keep your eyes closed and become more aware of the outer landscape of sound, temperature, and the way the space you are in feels. Then continue to remain in the darkened stillness and allow yourself to become aware of the inner and outer landscape at the same time. Notice how, void of visual perception, all of your other senses awaken in the darkness. Our perception opens beyond our habitual visual orientation to life. If we're willing to question our assumptions about what darkness is and instead open up to its radiant invitation, New but ancient pathways for understanding can unfurl within us. In my own life journey, it has been the darkness that has nourished me to bloom, to flourish, to embrace the full spectrum of my experience, and to reclaim the wholeness that cannot be accessed by reaching only to the light. Like dark soil protects a germinating seed, or the dark cocoon tenderly holds the caterpillar in metamorphosis. It is darkness that invokes the dreamer within to emerge and guide us beyond the mind of limitation and separation. To join me in exploring luminous darkness or learn more about my new book, connect with me online. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Best Self Magazine. For more inspiration and information, please visit bestselfmedia.com.